ABC Radio Australia.
A legal battle is unfolding in Fiji's courts over the Amadea. That's a Russian super yacht, which authorities say belonged to a Russian oligarch, Suleyman Kerimov. He was sanctioned by the United States in 2018 and in 2014 in response to Russia's actions in Syria and Ukraine. The United States has sought to seize the yacht in Fiji, but in a twist, lawyers representing the yacht's owner say it belongs to another Russian, Eduard Kudneyatov, who, unlike Kerimov, is not believed to be on the sanctions list. Dubravka Volodar spoke to Professor Donald Rothwell, a maritime law expert from the Australian National University, about the legal drama unfolding in Suva.
Well, this seems to be a case in which the United States is clearly seeking to pursue this yacht and the owners of this yacht, framed around the sanctions regime that the United States has in place following the outbreak of the armed conflict in Ukraine. The question then becomes, well, how can US jurisdiction reach into Fiji? There's two possible grounds for that. One is on traditional principles of maritime law, and there may well be a dispute arising with respect to the yacht itself in terms of unpaid port fees or other relevant dues at which the United States has got a strong interest from a maritime law perspective. But the other potential area is that the United States is seeking to seize this yacht under the United Nations Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime. And both Fiji and the United States are parties to that UN convention, and that could certainly be a strong legal basis for a US request for the arrest of that vessel in Fiji.
What would that mean?
Well, under the UN convention, there's a provision that deals with what's called mutual legal assistance. So if the United States is seeking this vessel on the basis of allegations of the vessel being engaged in transnational organized crime, Fiji, as a party to the convention, has an obligation to assist the United States in those processes. So the first step is really to assist with the seizure and effective arrest of that vessel, which would mean that it would be detained in Fiji until such time as the United States then sought to commence additional legal proceedings against the owner of the vessel, or indeed against the vessel itself, because if the vessel itself is directly considered to have been engaged in transnational organized crime, it's both the owners of the vessel but the vessel itself that will be of interest to US authorities. The way to think about this is that the sanctions provide the overarching framework for how the United States is seeking to possibly seize this vessel, but the actual technical aspects that the United States is relying to enforce aspects of the sanctions in this instance are really relying upon the UN Convention. So it's part of a growing concerted approach by the United States and other Western countries in particular to use multiple legal mechanisms to bring Russian entities, Russian oligarchs and Russian nationals to account for events associated with the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
In terms of ownership, the US allege the yacht's beneficial or actual owner is a Russian lawmaker and gold billionaire, Suleyman Kerimov, who is on a sanctions list. But in court, we've heard from the lawyers representing the other side that the beneficial owner is a Russian not on a sanctions list. Could you tell me a bit more about yacht ownership and perhaps the murkiness of it all?
Well, I guess there's two dimensions to that. One is that all yachts need to be registered in a certain port and they fly a certain flag. And that provides a basic legal framework for the oversight and control of the operation of the vessels in many circumstances. The question as to the ownership of the yacht then sees us delving into incredibly murky and very difficult areas where a vessel, for example, is not owned outright by an individual but might be owned by a corporation or multiple different interests. And so that will see the corporate veil attempting to be lifted so that there's a true understanding as to who the beneficial owners of a vessel might be. Now, that adds considerably to the complexity of any of law enforcement, especially a form of law enforcement that's being directed against an individual. And I think that's why, in particular instance, the fact that the vessel, as opposed to the owners of the vessel, could possibly be alleged to have been used in transnational criminal activities gives a firmer legal basis for any country such as the United States effectively seeking to seize that vessel as opposed to seeking to go after the individual or individuals who own the vessel.
The issue is now in front of the courts. What's the timeline we can expect to see before this gets resolved?
There is every prospect that this matter could drag on for some considerable period of time as it works its way through the Fijian courts to get a final legal resolution as to the legitimacy of any action that Fiji is taking on behalf of the United States.